Jeff and Craig's favorite bump music. They're just in there dancing like schoolgirls. It's amazing. Time to play Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Jeff and I each pick out a blog post from the blogs that carry the Issues Etc. widget. They call it a widget. It's just a little symbol of our logo. You can get it at our website, issuesetc.org. Look under Promote, and you'll find the widget. It's all self-explanatory. The directions are all there. You don't have to know anything about computers, and you put it on your blog. When you do, send us an email at talkback@issuesetc.org to let us know that you have widgeted us, and then you become eligible for consideration when we play Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Jeff chooses one. I choose one. We don't consult one another beforehand. Jeff, what's your Blog of the Week?
Well, you unbelievable. I chose one written by none other than a guy named Pastor Todd Wilkin on steadfastlutherans.org.
You are one lazy producer.
No, I had another one picked. I had another one picked until I read this today, because we've been talking about the Wilkin plan for what, like a year now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them what the Wilkin plan is.
Well, I'll read this real quickly. It's a response into the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has launched the Blue Ribbon Task Force, or announced what it's about, on synod structure and governance. And here's what the Wilkin plan entails for restructuring the synod. 100 districts, I'm just picking some of the highlights, 100 districts, 4 non-geographical, all district presidents part-time elected by their districts to a single two-year term, one-year term limits for the entire synodical presidium, that's all the presidents, all of them, including the synodical president, part-time, eliminate the Commission on Theology and Church Relations, and start using the seminary faculties in its place, stop wasting time answering settled questions, synodical budget to be determined by congregational support alone, all elected offices, executive directors, etc., paid district scale, prorated, of course, since they're all part-time. Sell the International Center, that's the main headquarters of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and other headquarter properties. Move synodical headquarters to the basement of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Woonsocket, South Dakota. Oh, yes, and rename the synod. Choose from the part-time synod or your grandfather's church. Issues, etc., blog post of the week. The Wilkin Plan at steadfastlutherans.org.
And we will post a link to Jeff's pick for the blog of the week at our homepage tonight, issuesetc.org. My blog pick of the week comes from a blog called The Rebellious Pastor's Wife. And it's actually a post that has some gentle criticism of Issues Etc. I read in part. I'm way behind on my Issues Etc. listening. Most of the time I thoroughly enjoy listening and have learned so much. I can't believe that I missed this for how many years. However, a couple weeks ago, I listened to the podcast, which was a roundtable of pastors discussing the feminization of the church. There was an error made at the very beginning. They did not define their terms before they jumped right into the discussion. It was not established exactly what feminizing means. She goes on to say, "We need to be careful what traits we attribute to men or women. I grew up thinking that men were cold and unfeeling, yet this is not the case, and such as a perspective is insulting to men as a whole. They are often nurturing and gentle, yet hopefully strong and courageous. I would attribute the same traits to women as well." She concludes, "I take it as a good sign that over a month of broadcast, this is the only one that I've really had an issue with. The rest, gentlemen, if you are reading, and we are, have been impeccable, enjoyable, and enlightening. And I must add, we always welcome constructive criticism." And she's absolutely right. We should have talked about the emasculation of the church or found some other term, because feminization just doesn't get to it. In fact, I had that very thought when we got to the end of that pastor's roundtable. But once you've said it, it's said. That's my pick for the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Find both of our posts at our homepage, issuesetc.org.